My name is John Timmons. I'm with Three Rivers Beekeepers in St. Peters, Missouri, and I'm also the Vice President of the Missouri State Beekeepers Association.
Well, John, we spoke back in June, and you were looking at a pretty good honey harvest. Of course, that was before the drought had actually set in to the degree that we're seeing now. What effect has this had on beekeeping and honey production in Missouri and in the region?
Well, you're absolutely right. We did start out with a wonderful year. We were about 30 days ahead of time from our normal beekeeping season. Things were looking really great, and then this drought hit, and things came to a screeching halt. So it has been a marginal year at best for most beekeepers. Some beekeepers are still have had a pretty good year, but by and large, I think the vast majority have struggled a little bit harvesting honey. The drought has really caused the plants to dry up, and of course, dry plants means no nectar, and no nectar means no honey. So it's been a tough year for those beekeepers who focus on honey production from their hives. It's been a tough year for the honeybees because they're as hot as we are, if not hotter. So it's been a difficult year, and we're looking forward to a better year next year.
Sure. Well, has the heat itself killed off bees?
No, the bees survive in this heat as long as they have plenty of water. They're fine. Plenty of water and plenty of stored honey already in the hive, which most of them did after the spring nectar flow. So they don't die off necessarily. Actually, they don't die off at all as long as they have plenty of water, and that's the reason that many homeowners will notice honeybees are drinking water or collecting water from their bird feeders and bird waters during this heat. They actually carry that water back to the hive and store it in the hive. And they actually use it to air condition the hive. They flap their wings at a very high rate of speed, obviously, and they develop drafts throughout the hive, and with that combined with the moisture of the water, that helps to kind of keep the hive air conditioned a little bit. So now the bees don't die off; they're just hot, and they do what we all do in this heat. They do what they can to stay cool. So it does cause a problem because it's stressful for other animals also. So in some cases, other animals, other like ants and other foraging insects are looking to survive also. So they'll sometimes make their way into a hive and try to steal honey, sometimes in large proportions. And some beekeepers have reported trouble with ants, lots of trouble with ants this year. That ants are invading the hives and stealing honey. But it's I wouldn't say it's not a devastating year by any means. It's just been a difficult year, and I have great confidence it's not going to be the same next year.
What happens when is it likely that there won't be enough supply to meet the demand? And in that case, are there rules that Missouri beekeepers before they sell their honey have to identify it as such from other sources, or how does that work?
Well, I think most beekeepers in the state will have enough honey. You know, those beekeepers that are selling their honey and advertising as local honey. May have to import some honey from some of the southern states that weren't hit so hard. I suspect what will happen, though, is maybe the price of honey, like everything, will go up a little bit because it's just a simple law of supply and demand. But you're going to see perhaps less local honey. But quite frankly, the entire country has been hit with this. So it's not just the beekeepers in Missouri that have been hit hard. It's across the region. But I will say that some beekeepers have experienced a bumper crop. They were lucky because the plants in their area didn't suffer quite so severely from the heat, and their bees did quite well. I've talked to some beekeepers that did poorly, and then some beekeepers that were just a few miles away that had a bumper crop this year. So So it really depends upon the region. But those beekeepers that normally sell local honey and have it labeled as such, you know, may have to change some of their labeling if they have to import from areas that weren't hit so hard. But I suspect that's going to be a rare case.
Do you think prices will go up?
I always like to see prices of honey go up. I think considering the value that honey provides for most consumers, they probably don't pay enough for honey the way it is. Beekeepers have a tendency to, I think, price their honey a little bit low. I doubt it. If honey does go up, it probably won't go up by more than 10%. So I doubt it seriously.
Okay. As far as regions of the country go, the most prolific for honey production, are they like the warmer states, California and the Southeast, or where?
No, Michigan is a good state for beekeeping, but you know they were hit pretty hard this year also because they even had a drought up there. So it just depends. I mean, there's a lot of beekeeping in the southern states. Obviously, they don't have the winters that we have here, so they can basically beekeep throughout the year. Because of that, they're able to produce honey 12 months out of the year. So it just depends. I happen to think that the best beekeeping, of course, is here in Missouri and in the northern states. We're not quite so under attack, so much under attack from the Africanized honeybee that they are in the southern states. So we enjoy that luxury of not having to worry about Africanized honeybees as they do in the south.
Well, plus Missouri has such a wide variety of growing things, right? Flowers and such.
A huge diversity of plants and trees and shrubs that gives the honey the distinct taste that we get. Now, that's not to say that they don't get distinct tastes down in the southern states also, but we certainly have a diverse range of plants, shrubs, and trees in this area that the honeybees collect their nectar and pollen from.